Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Now, I'll put the little bird on the nest decoration up there.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, where should the toy trumpet go?
Well, maybe up there?
Here?
No, just a little bit to the left. Ah, you got it now. Right, okay, that's right, by the drummer boy. That way we can keep the orchestra together.
Okay, and I'll put the angel conductor up on the branch so she can lead the orchestra. Or should I say conductress? She looks a little bit like Sarah Caldwell. A little on the chubby side, but a great conductor.
It's looking pretty, Miss Message.
I'm glad we were able to get some more bulbs so that all the lights work.
Yeah, I am too. It looks nice and got some spares. Say, how did you know about Sarah Caldwell?
Doesn't everyone? She's very big in Boston and New York. All we musicians know about Sarah.
Well, that is encouraging, this message. Now, what about tonight's mail?
Well, that's encouraging, too.
Yes, gosh, I'll say it is. Man, here we are late in the season, and we got stacks of mail. I believe that room number 11 at Lightfoot Elementary School has been busy. Here's a letter from Larry Heaston, and he writes, "Dear Santa, my name is Larry, and I'm 9 years old. My school is Lightfoot Elementary, and I'm in Mr. Estes's classroom. And the room number is 11. See, that's how I knew it was room number 11. And I want a stocking full of candy and a whole lot of toys. Well, Santa, how has Mrs. Claus been doing? And I hope your elves are doing fine with the toys they're making. Love, Larry Heaston." Well, Larry, we've got reports back from the workshops there, and the elves are really busy, but it looks like they're going to finish all their orders on time.
Here's a letter from Cindy, well, just Cindy.
Oh, sure.
"Dear Santa Claus, this is what I would like, a talking doll and a fashion kit. I would also like a nightgown, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. P.S. Please bring a present for my mother. Love, Cindy."
Yeah, that's nice and thoughtful of Cindy. Here's one from Pearl Warren, who lives on Route 2 in Orange. "Dear Santa Claus, how have you been?" "Fine, I hope. I've been good, and I would like some things this year. I would like some games, about two of them, and a doll that cries, drinks a bottle, and wets. Ha, ha, ha," says Pearl. Well, they all do that, Pearl, for heaven's sakes. "Next, I will want you to get my mom and dad something. And one more thing. I want a big, fluffy play bear, about 5 feet tall." My, that's huge, Pearl. And that's all. "Thank you very much, Santa Claus. And Santa, will you bring them, please? Thank you very, very, very much, Santa Claus. You are really a wonderful man and nice and kind. Bye. Oh, P.S. I hope you will bring the nice toy that you can. I love you. Love, Pearl Warren." Look on the back. Over on the back is a very handsome picture of Santa Claus, and Santa will be delighted to see that when it comes in the mail.
Justin says, "Dear Santa, I'm in the fourth grade, and my teacher is Mr. Estes. I'm 10, and I would like to have a pool table and a set of drums." From Justin. Justin's drawn a nice Christmas tree on his
face.
It
sort of looks like our Christmas tree a little bit there. I believe I can see the light bulb shining away there and a little drummer over there. Here's one from Ronnie Hart, who says, "Dear Santa, I am a good boy this year. I want a sled, a box of 22 shells, and a wagon so I can help my uncle feed calves, because I can't carry the bag of feed and hay, and a toy combine and a wagon to go on my tractor." Ronnie is quite a farmer there. Love, Ronnie Hart.
"Dear Santa," writes Heather, "I would like to have a tape recorder, boots, a long gown, games, and records. My age is 9 years old, and my teacher is Mr. Estes. Love, Heather."
Mr. Estes has some very attractive people in his class. Here's one from Cassandra Turner. Cassandra writes, "Dear Santa Claus, how have you been doing? I want a typewriter, a bike, a purse with stuff in it, a watch, and some clothes and a doll and a necklace and boots and shoes and a new big Bible and some rings and some bracelets. I'm 9 years old. My name is Cassandra Turner, and thank you very much for the doll you gave me last year. Thank you. By Cassandra Turner to Santa Claus. Very efficient there, Cassandra.
Stephanie Strickle says, Dear Santa, my name is Stephanie, and I'm 9 years old, and Mr. Estes is my teacher, and I go to Lightfoot Elementary. And I would like to have a slot machine, a candy head, and Simon. P.S. Thank you for the toys from last year. Stephanie Strickle.
Here's one from Greg Pulzone. Dear Santa Claus, I want a Suzuki 50 dirt bike and an ATX race car track and a train track and a model and some Levi's. Love, Greg Pulzone. Greg's in the fourth grade.
Dear Santa, writes Courtney Johnson in Mr. Estes' classroom also, this is what I wish I could get for Christmas. These are some of them. Please bring me some of these. My name is Courtney, and I'm 9 years old. I'm in the fourth grade. I've been good. I am at Lightfoot School. This is my list.
Ah, there it is.
A superstar Barbie head, some dishes, a necklace, rings, and earrings. Courtney Johnson's going to be ready to go to the prom, it looks like.
It looks that way.
The jewelry. Yeah. Love, Courtney Johnson.
Well, I would say, Miss Message, that a lot of the girls in Mr. Estes' class have asked for rings and bracelets and pretty things like that. Here is a letter from Leah Cuby, and she says, Dear Santa Claus, my name is Leah Cuby. I've been hoping you would hear my letter. Well, if he doesn't hear it this instant, he will receive it in tonight's mail, Leah. I've been good this year. I want a Darcy Barbie doll, roller skates, clothes, shoes. That's all I want. I love you. Love, Leah. And she's got a bunch of hugs and kisses right across the bottom of the letter.
Well, Theron has written his letter to Santa. Dear Santa, my name is Theron, and it has been a nice year, and my school is Lightfoot Elementary. I would like a racing track and a gun and a bike that should take care of me. And also, please get me some clothes. Love, Theron.
Well, here is one from Ralma, who writes, Dear St. Nick, my name is Ralma. I'm 9 years old, and I'm in Mr. Estes' class. I want for Christmas a perfume maker, the doll candy, doll clothes, and a kissing Barbie. My mom and dad got the rest for me. Love, Ralma.
Timmy Carr writes, Dear Santa Claus, I would like for Christmas a TCR car track, and I want some snow for Christmas.
He does.
Some games and a coloring book and some... What's this?
Yeah, it looks like some crannies.
Okay. Santa, I will leave you some cookies and milk. And please leave me all of my wishes.
Mm-hmm.
By Timmy Carr.
Timmy is wishing for a lot of nice things there.
A lot of nice letters, too.
Yeah, it really is. You know what tonight's date is?
December 24th, the winter solstice.
December 21st is the winter solstice, not December 24th.
Oh, sorry.
It is December 21st, and you're right. And so today, or tomorrow, I forget which, will be, or is, or was, the shortest day of the year.
Well, I hope it all works out. Well, meanwhile.
Yes. Well, meanwhile, let's get this mail ready for pickup.
Okay.
Just don't forget Ralma's letter there. Got them all stuck in the bag?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It's all done for another night. Good night, Mr. Postmaster. Merry Christmas, Eve, 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 Eve.
Eve, 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 Eve?
Mm-hmm. 21st, that's tonight.
Uh-huh.
And then tomorrow, the 22nd.
Right.
Sunday, the 23rd.
That's three.
And then Monday, the 24th.
Ah, I lost count. Good night, Miss Message. And so long until Monday.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.
Deadline for letters, noon the 24th.